Thank you for calling Hutch Enterprises. If you know your party's extension, you may...
Executive Suites, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ruben. I was looking for Lisa, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Lisa. I understand you can transfer me over to Joe. I was trying to reach him. This is Ruben from Bank of Cardiff and Underwriting.
Joe? Joe works with you.
No, I'm sorry. My apologies. John, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry.
Hang on 1 second.
Appreciate it.
Hutch Enterprises.
Hi, is this John?
Speaking.
Hey, John, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I wanted to talk to you about your file. I'm the underwriter assigned to it. I left a message on your cell. I'm not sure if you got it.
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
My phone was not with me, so it's probably when it came in.
No big deal at all. I tried to call the other line, but for some reason I couldn't get through to the 8401. It was busy, so.
Oh, that number is no longer in use. We have a new phone system. And the number you called is the correct number.
Okay.
Are you still there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Were you, did you need to ask me some questions?
Yeah, I had a few questions for you. So,
okay.
As I understand it, you've got several loans and you basically want to kind of refinance and get away from these very kind of high daily payments, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So, the question I have is, the numbers I have are, we've got, and this is approximately, you got about 89,000 total, the largest one being Yellowstone for 50,000, and then Knight Capital for 13, and LG Funding for 26, correct?
Yellowstone is much less than 50,000. It's around, do you know what the amount is, Lisa? It's got to be below 20,000 at this point.
Okay, so let's go over the loans.
That original amount was 50,000.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. I've got some payoffs here, so let's see. So it says LG, their payoff. Oh, that was 68,000, but you paid that down, correct? Okay.
Right.
All right.
All these balances are significantly less. Though it sounds like you're looking at the original amounts, yes. And those were months ago.
They asked for the original amounts.
Yeah, the people that our office was talking to asked for the original amounts.
Yeah, that's perfect. So can you just give me the current loan amounts?
Well, I
approximately.
Yeah, I can give you approximately. Yeah, go ahead. Which company do you want
first? How about LG Funding?
LG Funding, hold on. Lisa's running out to our office, and let me get you the exact amount so I'm not guessing here.
And what's your main line of business? What do you do on a daily basis?
We are real estate developers and property managers.
Okay.
We own a number of commercial buildings ranging from retail buildings to office buildings to warehousing and all that kind of stuff, which we lease out to commercial tenants.
So you said real estate developer and property management?
Correct.
Okay.
And our tenant list includes like Advance Auto Parts and Georgia Pacific Carpet and Extreme Discount Mattress and people like that. And then we have in our office buildings, Buffalo Heart Group, Niagara Wind, just, you know, a very diverse mix of tenants.
I gotcha.
All on, you know, long-term leases.
Gotcha. And then, John, on your credit, I know there was some hiccups. I just wanted to go over what they were seeing. Let's go over this. And you own 95 and your partner owns 5, right?
Correct.
Okay. How's business going?
Very well.
All right. And you're primarily looking to refinance the cash. Are you looking for any equipment financing right now?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So I'm looking at your credit, and I'm trying to figure out what is showing up as past due. Because I see a total, but I don't see anything past due on the actual individual accounts.
Oh, the reason my credit score is where it is you know those ACH lenders that you're asking me about here, like Yellowstone and that, I signed an authorization for them to pull my credit to check it to give me a loan. Okay. And they lied to me and told me they were direct lenders, and they are, in fact, brokers. And what they did is they sent my application out to I don't know how many different funding companies.
You know, I don't see the inquiries. There actually are a lot. I'm gonna take that back. There are a lot of inquiries. We're not going to shop your credit all over town. The question I do have is, there's two accounts that show up as delinquent on your personal credit. And I think that's the bigger thing that's driving, well, that's one of the things that's driving it down. So it shows up that your M&T bank loan is past due $580 and you're not paying. That's what they're claiming. And then
we switched it over.
Give me 1 second, please. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
Give me 1 second. Hello, this is Ruben.
Hi, Ruben. I've been hanging on.
I thought I lost you. I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. I appreciate you hanging on. How are you doing?
No problem. Go
ahead. I had to get that a customer, someone stole their email account, was sending me an email asking for a wire. So I want to make sure it's, you know, they got hacked. Okay. So let's talk about your approvals. What are the loan amounts, please?
I believe Joe said it was 300. Oh, for the loan amounts that we have in place.
Yes. So,
okay. There is, finish line was paid off tomorrow.
Okay.
And so, night funding, the balance is $9,877.
Okay.
LG funding, and by the way, this is 4 days old. So
okay.
That balance is down probably around $8,000.
Okay.
LG funding, the balance is $16,500. The original amount, payback amount on LG was $126,000.
No worries. Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, the balance is, let's see, $14,489.
Okay. So I think we thought the balance for Yellowstone was
$50,000. No, originally, that was the original payback amount. Actually, the original payback amount was $73,000. The amount that was funded was $50,000.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just loading this information and my phone's going crazy. Give me 1 second.
No problem.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about your credit. You got two accounts that they're hitting you for that are saying past due. What's going on with those?
Neither one is past due at this point. They were home mortgages on two different properties that my condo in Florida and my home in Lewiston. And my office manager tried switching the accounts over from automatic to, if you look back, you'll see 10 years of perfect payment history. And the changeover period where we sent checks to them, they didn't record them as paid. And so back, both the payments have been made, and she switched them back, and you won't see any more issues with it. She was trying to get it so we had a paper trail on these things. And so.
Gotcha. So let's look at this and tell you, because I can tell you what's going on.
The real issue that hammered my score, I should say, is the number of credit pulls.
That's not what I'm concerned about. There's an HSBC credit card that says it hasn't been paid for 5 months.
That's in dispute.
What's going on?
And there was an account that we took out when I had another business back in 2000. And that account was closed in 2008. Then, out of the blue, and paid off. Out of the blue, we get a last year at the end of, or not last year, in 2014, at the end of 2014, when I was in the hospital having a cancer operation, my prior bookkeeper starts getting bills from HSBC on this credit card that had been closed 7 years earlier. And so she didn't know what it was, and she just paid them.
Okay.
She was making monthly payments. I discovered that these payments were being made when I pulled a copy of my credit report and went over it and found the thing on there. So I went out to my current bookkeeper and said, what is this? And this is 5 months ago. I said, what is this? I don't have this credit card. We haven't done business with HSBC in 10 years. And so she says, I'll look into it. So she called HSBC and said, send us the documentation where we signed for the credit card and proof of any purchases, and we'll pay it. They can't send us anything. I was literally on the phone with them again yesterday, because every month they keep reporting to the credit bureaus that we're late, but they can't.
Yeah, they say you've had this account since 2000, and there's a $14,000 balance.
Right, and that's just, the account was closed in 2008. I had the dispute department on the phone yesterday, and the woman acknowledged it. And I said, well, listen, even if I did owe you a balance in 2008, you didn't try to collect it for 7 years. And so there's a statute of limitations of 6 years in New York State. How can you just said, well, you know, I'll have to research that and get back to you. And so that's where it is right now. And I said, well, stop, you know, reporting me late to the credit bureaus when this is in dispute. You can't do it. And so she said she would look into that as well.
So the home loan went from auto pays, from regular checks to auto pays?
No, the other way around. We had it on auto pay. We tried to do it with checks so that we would have a paper trail, and it went into somewhere. We sent it out. We sent them proof that we sent it out, and they said that they didn't get it. So Lisa put it back on auto pay and paid that amount that the second we got the notice that it was late. And the same thing happened with my Bank of America mortgage.
Okay. So, All right. Give me a second. All right. Let's see. So I've got your working capital application. Okay. So I'm going to have the rep contact you. We just might need a signed application by your partner we only have the equipment application, not the working capital. But I'm going to get my underwriting team working on this right now. Just as an FYI, someone from the rep side will reach out to you and just probably have your partner sign and date that application as well. Okay.
He did sign one.
It's
sure.
It was for our equipment application. It's actually supposed to be for working capital. It's no big deal. I'm just going to have them get it out to you ASAP.
Okay, no problem. We'll get it right back to you.
All right.
And just so you know, he's my son. He's 38 years old, and he's been working in the business with me for 10 years.
Gotcha. Perfect. Cool. Thanks a ton.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ruben. Bye-bye.